did you wake up Stephanie today?
Steffi wakes up grumpy.
Ah, so that's the trick. You guys sit right here. Steph, you gotta teach me how to wake up grumpy.
Back off or you're toast.
Thanks for the lesson.
My geography project, America the Beautiful.
You know, Steph, I'm from right here, which would be Nebraska. It's never been known as the Mountain State.
No problem.
Okay, Nebraska, the giant handprint state.
Hey,
how you doing?
Pretty good.
Can you believe an autumn day could hit 90 degrees?
Doesn't bother me any. I'm calm, cool, and collected. Actually, I'm a lot better off than those sweltering construction workers outside. Man, they're all hot and sweaty. Their shirts are off. Looks like an episode of Baywatch out there.
Poor guys.
We should really keep an eye on them.
Boy, is it hot today. Nothing's gonna taste better than a nice pitcher of lettuce. Where the lemonade used to be.
Hey.
I've got to make more lemonade. Those construction workers are good customers. Not bad bods either.
Michelle.
That's what Aunt Becky said.
She didn't say anything about their hair, did she?
They were all wearing helmets.
God.
Michelle, you know, when I was your age, I had my own little sidewalk stand. I sold wet naps outside of Ribs. I did. Took all the money I made and I opened up my own little shaver savings account. Haven't touched it since.
Yeah, I figured you'd squirrel it away. When I was a kid, I made $10 fixing a bike, went out and bought an Elvis lunchbox. Even had a blue suede thermos.
You see, that's the difference between you and me, Jess. You went out and you bought yourself a cheap little souvenir, right? I, on the other hand, quadrupled my money. I am now up to $76.14.
Well, little shaver, according to the latest collector's catalog, my lunchbox is worth about, what did it say? $2,000.
Is that more than $76.14?
Yeah, about $2,000 more.
Yeah, but did I mention that when I opened the account, they gave me a free retractable ballpoint pen?
Hey, why are you still working? Come up with anything yet?
Jess, I got a great idea for our new radio giveaway.
Oh, no, you're not going to do try to guess what pastry I'm eating again, are you?
No, this is 100 times better and less fattening. TV theme songs. Some lucky listener could be a winner if you know the words to, say, Three's Company.
Oh, come on, that's so easy. Everybody knows the words to Three's Company. People heard it a million times.
Okay, give it a try, Big Shot.
Fine.
Okay.
Come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you. There's a thing and a deal and a thing, and the guy falls off the bike. Three's Company, too.
Well, I'd have to say you nailed that.
Piece of cake.
Oh, yeah. All right, Charles in charge. Go for it.
No. Sing Three's Company.
Come on, boys. I don't want to sing Three's Company again.
We like that song.
Don't you know, if you hear something too much, it becomes annoying.
Please, please, please,
I'm talking about. Okay, I'll do it one more time. You guys got to sing it with me, okay? Come and knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
You've been waiting for you.
The thing.
Three's Company Two.
Hey, Steph, you have my white blouse. I need it for my senior picture tomorrow.
Deej, I would never take anything without asking.
What's this? Can I borrow your white blouse? Boy, you've really screwed up this map. Look, you got Florida way down south, sticking out in the ocean. Why do I get the feeling there's a name tag and a paper hat in your future?
Man, I'm beat.
So, how'd your little lemonade business go?
Not bad. I made $221.
$221? That's unbelievable.
Give your favorite sister a hug. Give your favorite neighbor $100.
I didn't get rich by being stupid.
Michelle, how did you make that much money?
Hot men, cold lemonade, no change.
Jess, I got another one for the radio contest, but I can't remember the words. How does the theme for Batman go?
You mean Batman? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da, Batman?
Yeah, that's it.
So, which words couldn't you remember, Batman or duh?
I'll get it. I got it.
I got a delivery for Danny Tanner.
Oh, cool. I'm Danny Tanner, and I'm expecting a delivery.
Funny how things work out.
Here you go. Thanks. Guys, you are going to love this. This is a piece of history, real Americana. I was going through some old family photos, right? And I found a picture of my great-great-grandfather, General Cornwall Tanner. Okay? I had it blown up and completely restored. Look at this.
Should have just had it blown up.
Just so happens he was a great Civil War hero, and this should be put in a place of honor.
How about under the mantle?
The fireplace is under the mantle.
I'll get the matches.
Can somebody take me to the candy store? I want to spend my lemonade money.
Not now, Michelle. We're working.
Sweetheart, maybe somebody can take you later. I gotta find a place to hang this.
Whoa, who's the geek in the hat?
Sweetheart, this dashing gentleman happens to be your great-great-great-grandfather.
Great. So, who wants to go on a candy run?
Sweetheart, you worked hard for that money. You sure you want to just waste it on sugar-coated, teeth-rotting empty calories?
Totally.
I strongly suggest that you save it.
Danny, the kid earned it. Let her go have some fun.
Michelle, I have a third suggestion. Invest it. Buy some art. And stick it in that frame.
I happen to think he's handsome.
Hey, Mr. T.
Hey.
Did you get a picture of the front end of the horse, too?
This happens to be one of my relatives. If you'd like to see one of your relatives, why don't you go rent Gorillas in the Mist?
Kimmy, can you take me to the candy store?
Sure, Squirt. I'm going there anyways. My mom's making her famous milk dud cacciatore.
Dad, can Kimmy take me to the candy store?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Way to go, Munchkin. Live a little.
I'm gonna live a lot.
All right.
I want the boys to be happy, too, but I think too much of a good thing could be unhealthy.
True, but not enough of a good thing could leave them with a lifetime sense of deprivation and loss.
Well, if it's gonna scar them for life. Come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you.
Hey, Jess, is Michelle back from the candy store yet?
No, I haven't seen her.
She went to the candy store?
She didn't happen to have a shoebox with her, did she?
Yeah, I told her to take her lemonade money and live a little.
She must be living large. She made over $200.
Selling lemonade? And she took it all with her?
Danny, come on, relax. How much candy could she possibly buy? The most money I ever spent at a candy store was like $185.
Hey, everybody, you'll never guess what I bought. So, what do you think?
Please tell me that's a pinata. Michelle, you bought a donkey?
He's cute. He's got big hairy ears, just like Uncle Gus. Mickey, look at his pretty eyes.
Yeah, and his four legs and his 300-pound body. I want him out of my kitchen. My floor is not donkey guarded.
Can a donkey sleep in our room?
Mickey, his name is Shorty. That's short for Shorty. And he's sleeping in my room.
He is not sleeping in anybody's room. This house is not zoned for livestock. Jess, this is all your fault. Hey, you gotta go out and live a little.
A, I don't talk like that. Two, I thought she was going to the candy store. Unless that donkey has a creamy chocolate center, you can't blame me for this.
Well, we're on our way to the candy store when we passed this petting zoo.
Well, apparently you didn't pass it completely.
Kimmy, how could you let this happen?
Hey, I told her to go for the two ostriches.
Well, I like Shorty, and the man asked me how much money I had. I told him I had $221, and guess how much he cost?
Let me give him the benefit of the doubt. 220?
Nope, 221.
Michelle, look, I'm sorry you got ripped off, but he cannot stay here in this house. He sheds, he stinks, he's dirty.
Do you like Kimmy in here? I don't shed.
I'm not arguing about this, all right? He's got to go back to the petting zoo.
Mr. T, you might have a problem there. You see, it was kind of a traveling petting zoo. They were packing up to go to Seattle.
Yeah, and the man said, you pet it, you bought it.
Oh, this is great. All right, I guess he has to stay here the night. Michelle, I want you to put him in the backyard, okay? And we'll figure out what to do with him in the morning.
Shorty, be on your best behavior tonight, and maybe Dad will let us keep you.
You realize while he's here, you're gonna have to clean up after him.
No problem. I clean up after my hamster.
I think Shorty's gonna be a bigger responsibility.
Pick up, Stephanie. You're snoring.
It's not me. I thought it was your stomach.
Uh-oh, it's Shorty. Do you think the neighbors can hear him?
Whatever that is, I'm gonna shoot it!
I'm guessing they can.
I'm sorry, okay? I'm bringing him in. Go back to bed. Put your guns on safety. Yeah, wonderful. Just wipe your hooves on the way in, will you? Maybe tomorrow I'll take you prospecting for gold.
What's wrong with him?
You think he's sick?
No, I'm not taking his temperature.
If that donkey doesn't let me get some sleep, I'm gonna look like a wreck for my senior picture tomorrow. That goes in my yearbook, my graduation announcements, my college applications. It's also the one they use if you wind up on hard copy.
Shorty, you're not making a very good first impression.
See? I told you it wasn't Joey.
It's all right. I was already up. Thanks to some annoying hair rollers.
Honey, if they bother you that much, don't sleep in them.
How's anybody gonna sleep with this thing in the house? I take him back outside, but apparently it's donkey season.
Mr. Shorty. It's his first night. He's scared. Remember Comet's first night? He slept with a hot water bottle and an alarm clock.
Actually, that was my first night.
Stop, P-Ride! Be first!
No, guys, the ride is closed. Come on, back to bed.
See? Face company, Daddy.
Boys, it's almost midnight. I don't want to sing Three's Company. I'll sing it tomorrow for you.
Oh, come on, sing it, Jess. Maybe you'll drown out Engelbert Donkey Dink over here.
All right, fine, I'll sing it. But after that, we're all going to bed, all right? Come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you. I got the thing and the stuff and the thing.
Freeze Company, too.
Very good. Nice ending, boys, to say goodnight. Good night, everybody.
Say goodnight.
Uncle Jesse, wait. When you sang, Shorty got real quiet with this dreamy look on his face.
Maybe it's gas.
Oh, come on, Uncle Jesse, I have to get some sleep. Would you just try to sing to him, please?
You guys, you're crazy. I think you guys all have been inhaling a little closer to the donkey around here. I mean, there's no way that my singing has anything to do with him not... Just do it, Jess.
All right, okay, fine.
I'm gonna do it. Mainly because I like the song so much. Come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you. I got the thing and the stuff and the thing. Three's Company, too.
Well, you heard it, Jess. He's only quiet when you sing.
Oh. Jess, it's true. You're our only hope for getting through the night.
Please keep singing, Uncle Jesse. If Shorty stays quiet, everyone won't be mad at us.
Us?
Well, you're the one who said, go out and live a little.
Well, I thought you were going to splurge on a sack of sour balls, not a four-legged flea bag.
Happy. You just hurt his feelings.
What am I supposed to do? Serenade him all night? Come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you. You got a thing and some things and some things, and you need some donkey mouthwash too.
Shorty, are you sleepy yet? One more time.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
We got a thing and some things, some words that I still don't know. Three's Company.
Two.
Beck. You need a shave. And a mint. Michelle, wake up. It's morning.
You did it. You got Shorty through his first night. Thanks, Uncle Jesse.
No problem, hon. Give me a hug. Although I probably smell like a barnyard.
No. Not at all.
Uh-huh.
Ah! I can't believe it. It's ruined.
What? What's happening?
Uncle Jesse... Look at my map!
I'm sorry, Steph. I fell asleep. Shorty must have gone out for a midnight snack.
He ate the entire farm belt. Dad, would you look at this? Shorty ruined my map. I'm gonna fail geography.
Just take it easy, sweetie. I'll write you a note.
What are you gonna say? The donkey ate my homework? I used that one last week.
Shorty didn't need to wreck your map. He just loves America.
I'm all sniffly. My eyes are all puffy. I can't take my senior picture looking like a blotchy blowfish.
Oh, man, maybe it's an allergic reaction.
To what?
I'll give you one guess. Shorty.
He's in the living room?
Get him out. I'm breathing donkey dander. We gotta get that mule out of the house now.
Okay, fine. Just don't anybody panic, you know? We don't want to overreact and scare him.
know, I'm finally starting to see the family resemblance.
Shorty, how could you?
That's it. He's out of here.
Danny, where are you going?
Anybody want to buy a donkey?
Danny, nobody wants to buy a dog.
I did.
Anybody want a free donkey?
Shut up, Tanner. I'd rather hear the donkey.
Danny, come in here. Your neighbors are armed and cranky. Now, I have an idea. Why don't you take Shorty to the children's zoo?
Yeah, and after that, maybe a movie.
Michelle, I'm sure you agree with everybody. This Shorty thing, it's just not working out.
Yeah, you're right. Shorty, you'll like the zoo. You can eat all day and pray all night. You'll fit right in.
Michelle, I think it's time to say goodbye to Shorty. Only question is, whose car are we taking?
You know, with a shave and a hat, we could get him on the bus.
I was thinking, after we sell Shorty to the zoo, I'm going to buy candy for everyone and put the rest of the money in the bank.
Shorty. Not you, her. Listen, Nat, we're not going to get any money for Shorty because we're going to donate him to the zoo.
So that's it? I'm broke?
I'm afraid so, pal.
That's okay. At least one good thing happened. We all got to meet Shorty. Right, everyone? So when's that zoo opening?
Who cares? We'll wait by the gate.
You know what I think he'd really like before he goes, Uncle Jesse?
I'm not kissing him goodbye.
You know.
All right, but you guys gotta help me out. Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you. Where the kisses are hers and hers and his.
That's it.
Grace company too.
Those are the words. I knew it. I kind of knew it.